Get the very best in hot water. Ask your plumber to install a ream. Built tough for Aussie conditions.
Trevor's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Thursday, the 28th of May. Footy's back tonight. It's the Catch Up Podcast. Well, depending on when you're listening to this, Marto Margo and Nick Cody. We talked about where you're going to be watching the footy. How did you lose your load? That was good fun. And what did your pet swallow? Lots more coming up in the Catch Up Podcast.
We didn't get to talk about tugboat drivers.
Marto, you were tomorrow. So excited about
what was your description of them?
Tugboat drivers. They're the heart surgeons of the sea. They are amazing, Dave. Don't listen to this nonsense. They'll say that Marto's boring, but the tug drivers, I admire them.
I think they're fascinating.
Oh, you're on my side.
Yeah,
why did we talk about
it? It was pretty incredible what they did. You're obviously referring to that big container ship that lost the containers, and then they had the imagery last night on the news.
They had a video
of the, was it four to either side?
Yeah,
of the big ship,
tuggies.
And they were roped up to it and just like amazing. Guiding it along.
Well, also, Marto, I think the tugboat operators did owe us a good job because they also would have pulled the Ruby Princess in. So they're like, guys, we better do something good.
We need to bring back the credibility.
No, they're just free.
What do you like about tugboats and drivers?
They're so powerful.
Are they?
Like, they don't look very... They're like ants. Like, they can carry 20 times their body weight sort of thing, you know?
They're the boat version of the World's Strongest Man competition where you see a guy pulling a train carrier with his teeth. You go, this is incredible.
Is that about teeth or is that about neck muscles pulling trucks with your teeth? You'd have to have strong both, I guess.
It has nothing to do with your core, I'm assuming.
But imagine.
They always have lots of muscles, though, don't they?
Yeah, but why your teeth? Why don't you just use your arms? Like, I can understand if you're an amputee pulling a truck with your teeth, but if you've got two arms, have we run out of music there, Dave?
Time to go.
I think amputee and tugboat chat's going to pull us up there, Marto.
Can we talk to a tugboat driver tomorrow?
We'll
if I can find one, would you... Yeah. Hello?
No! Stop
and
it.
If you're missing
Hello,
a limb,
stop
you
it,
go
Marto.
To the top.
Stop it.
Tough morning for us, eh? It's tough running two countdown clocks. We've got 28 minutes until the SpaceX launch, and then we've got just under 14 hours. Until the footy. Is this the beginning?
This is the beginning.
Is this the rebirth of our lives?
I'm genuinely excited.
I am genuinely excited too. Like, I used to love the footy because I had to go and then I loved it. And then Corey retired and I didn't watch as much of it.
Did you drop off a little bit after you retired?
I dropped off a little bit. Yeah. Still kept an eye on the Broncos, but kind of dropped off. But, geez, I'm excited. I thought I wouldn't be. I thought, oh, yay, there's no football. Corey doesn't have to work. He can be at home. But... we are both ready for the footy to be back.
What are you
going
to do?
What is it going to be?
I've got my brother coming up. You're only allowed, did we sort it out
five
yesterday
people.
Legally?
Yes.
So if you're going to be under the letter of law, five people are allowed to come to your house. Is that it?
Yes, but 10 people can go out somewhere and watch it.
Oh, so you could get a pub
you
for
2 hours.
You could
go to a pub, yeah.
Are all pubs open yet? Does anyone know? I saw the Everton Park Hotel where I went a few months ago. Yeah,
Caxton.
What are they basing it on?
A few on Caxton Street.
Caco's open. Yeah. Oh, well... what are you going to do? Are you going to get dressed up or anything? I've got my towelling shorts.
I'm going to put my jersey on.
Did you put your jersey?
Well, I don't have a pair of towelling shorts yet, Marto. I see some other people in the office and studio.
They paid for them.
Some. Well, I
we
did
don't
say
give away
I
towelling
pay.
Shorts for free. Mm.
Anyway, I will have my jersey on. Nick the kids will have their jerseys on and we will be watching from the comfort of our couch. Corey's actually sideline commentary tonight at the game at Suncorp, so he'll be in the media bubble over there.
So he's going to do Fox, not coaching.
Yeah, because of the biosecurity measures, he can do one or the other. Because they call the media pit the dirt.
I saw that.
The dirty area.
Well, and will be there.
Yeah.
Margo, does he ever try and slip in some messages for the kids while he's on the sideline? It's going to be a massive second half. Back to you guys. Kids, brush your teeth, go to bed, listen to mum.
No, he doesn't.
Should try and slip in some messages.
He reckons they don't listen to him anyway, so it would be pointless.
Now, will the kids sit there and watch, or will they get excited for five and then...
No. They all love it. They sit and watch. The boys in particular, you know, they're at that, you know, really, you know, pivotal age where football is just, you know, God's country. And so Jagger 6, Wiley 9, both play. Really? Love it.
So we got 2 weeks. So the rugby league, so this will be watched everywhere. This will be probably the most watched football weekend for rugby league ever. Like, it, I mean, in the States.
Around the world.
Around the world. There'll be people watching everywhere going, what is this game these arsies are playing?
They're so tough. Look at them. Hit them.
But there'll be South Americans looking. Everyone in the world will be watching this because they got 2 weeks of clean air before the AFL kicks off.
Yes.
So this is enormous. Is everyone going to stop or is it just us being silly?
Are you watching the footy tonight? What are you doing for it?
What are you doing for the footy? Is this your first chance to come together?
I'm sure it's already booked, but Newstead Brewery next to Suncorp, that'd be a great spot to watch because then you can hear it still.
Yeah, that'd be as close as you could get to the footy without actually being allowed to go to the footy.
Now, if there's no one inside, if you went down around, let's say you sat at the King, okay, at the Statue of the King, you can see into the field or can you stand out? Is anyone going to go to Suncorp and try to look in?
I don't know.
You know, the guy who runs the merchandise store, like Lou, is that open?
Yeah. Is he allowed to have a little stall there?
Because you can see from the back of his shop, there's a window, you can see the field. Maybe someone's doing it. What are you doing for the footy tonight? Sally from Brackenridge, hello.
Hello, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Sally, how are you watching the game tonight?
Well, we'll be socially acceptable and we're not having people over, but I've got a 14 and 11-year-old who have just been counting down the days for this to start. And everything in this house revolves around food anyway, so they already know that what they want for dinner and breakfast and lunch anyway.
What
so,
have they chosen tonight for dinner, Sally? Well, what's on the menu?
I think it could be steak burgers tonight. Nice steak and simple, burgers. Bit of footy food kind of thing, steak burger and chips, you know. So
but that requires you to work, Sally. I've had enough of cooking at home. I've been cooking so much. I've never been home so much in all my life.
No, Sally's onto it. I reckon a bit of footy food, Sally, and charge them the same price. You're going to make $150 bucks from a few burgers and chips there.
Sally.
Raid their pocket money, I think.
You said 11 and 4, boys, girls, and Broncos or Parramatta fans?
14, Margot, 14. So Man Mountain, so he's gone past me. So 14 and 11.
Yeah.
So eat me out of house and home, and they're just desperate to get their sport back on the TV and on the field as well.
Give them a wrap, Sal. Where do they play their footy?
So they play GPS rugby, so at
But they still love their rugby league.
They love their league. We're from Emerald, so they played up in CQ for many years up with the Brothers Club up there.
Oh, good one. Get into it, Sal. Enjoy. What about you, Brendan? What are you doing for footy tonight?
Mate, we're finishing work. We're heading over to the Pine River and light a big fire, take over a little smoker, smoke up some chicken drumsticks.
My God! Yeah,
sit around waiting for the game to finish. You're going to check the crab pots, mate.
Oh my God!
Brendan,
now
this is at least got like a whole strategy around
men
his
can
evening.
Multitask.
Are you listening on the radio, or will you have a telly there somewhere?
Oh, we will have a little 12-volt TV as well, mate.
Oh my God!
He's got the
God.
Perfect setup. He's got like a full itinerary, doesn't he?
Oh, we're killing it, mate. We're absolutely killing it.
Well,
mate, I've got to ask, what's the quality of the TV? Because normally TVs are described in inches, not voltage.
Yes.
What's the quality like?
It's actually quite small, but it'll do.
And great. Brendan, Broncos or Para?
There's a couple of mad Broncos supporters going, so yeah, we'll be on the Bronx tonight.
Jump on the Bronx.
Yeah, no fighting. Okay, get into it, mate. Report back to Brendan. Lachlan from Tagum, what are you doing, mate?
Hey, mate, it's my bloody birthday today, so
Lachlan, happy bloody birthday.
Yeah, a bit of pizza and beers with my little fella on my birthday for footy, and a mad Broncos fan too, so time, baby.
Beautiful.
How old's the son? Will you actually be drinking beer? Will he with be him? Drinking beer as well?
No, mate, he's only 8 months old.
More for you.
Start him young, they say. No, I'm kidding.
Happy birthday, Lachlan.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Guys, one of my favourite things to talk about is social media influencers. Mardo, you're well on your way now. Margo has been one for some time. But Mardo, your Terry Towling short business is going burko.
I just shared it for you, actually, Mardo. No, thank you. It should go off like a frog in a
sock. Oh, sorry. But it's now being influenced by you.
By me, yes.
Excellent. Yeah. You know how much I love influencers, yes.
Oh, no. You can try as hard as you like, Mardo, but you'll never be a Gold Coast level influencer.
What does that
that's
mean?
That's next level.
What does that mean?
I want to talk about someone by the name of Sky Wheatley. If you're like, hold on, where's she from? Well, she came third on Big Brother in 2014.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on, stop right there. Did you know that? Yeah, did you know that name? Is. Sky Wheatley. Mm. Righto.
She's got 245,000 YouTube subscribers and 621,000 followers on Instagram. Mm,
that's impressive,
that's
think.
That's impressive.
Yeah, there's some good numbers. She posted a YouTube video just the other day where she answered questions from fans, and one of which asked her about her time at school.
Like, maths was my worst subject. If you said to me, Sky, what's 8 times 2, like, I would not even know. I cannot tell you. Like, math questions for me is like gibberish.
Wow.
The video's titled Assumptions, and it's about breaking maybe preconceived ideas you had of school. Yeah, where that has actually cemented one in my eyes.
Dumb now, blonde, is that the one?
She's blonde. And while the revelation, right, it's actually surprised a lot of her followers, she's actually received an outpouring of, anybody like to have a guess?
Love and
she's
support.
Margot, you've nailed it.
What people are... What
a time to be alive, 2020.
Well, I think because when you dumb yourself down, people can relate to you, and so then they don't feel as stupid.
Okay.
Somebody wrote underneath, I love how real this is, another person, thank you for your honesty. And then someone wrote, you're raw and real, keep being yourself.
No, you're not, you're stupid.
Yeah, I want her fans. If I couldn't get 8 times 2 correct, my mates would bash me.
It's Triple S Big Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Nick Cody. What is your Instagram handle, Nick? At Nick Cody?
At the Nick Cody. Cody.
At the Nick Cody.
At the Nick Cody.
8 times 2 is 16. Thanks for being honest.
Thank you.
Thank God. There were a few people going.
Just trying to figure that out.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Having been a ute owner my whole life, I understand the importance, and my dad was a semi-trailer driver, your father's a truck driver, understand how important it is, Nick, to tie your load down properly.
Of course.
In the last few years, police have been fairly vigilant on making sure you put your nets over the top, everything's tied down, but still have a listen. This is, now remember, this stat that you're about to hear is only for, like, toll roads, so this is what they monitor, how many times things fall off cars and utes.
Tunnels and motorways are monitored 24/7. Crews responding to 140 incidents in the month of April alone. That's more than 4 a day.
So 4 times a day. That's just on the toll roads. Like, you know, they've got cameras and everything. Only on the toll roads. Can you imagine all the other roads, how much stuff's fallen off cars? Can I? I've lost in my career, and sometimes you go, she'll be right.
Your career of ute driving?
Yes. I've lost a ladder, and it cost me about $1,000 to fix the guy.
That's heavy. How does that... Does it blow out?
No,
obviously,
there was
a big
pothole or something or other, and it bounced out, and then it hit the case car behind. Cost me $1,200. Anyway, that's not important. Wow. Lost a load of pine when I pulled up at a lice, didn't have it tied down properly. Flew straight off the timber rack.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And fibro, I've lost that on no few occasions.
Usual tie down methods, Marto. You mentioned the net, but jockey straps, and is it ratchet straps?
Are all the go now.
Yeah,
we used to always use ropes because the old man taught me how to tie it down properly. Well, sometimes it didn't work. It's not just me, though. Listen to all this stuff that comes off cars.
Mattress flying into a motorcyclist, thankful for a soft landing. From timber to tyres to trailers.
We've seen anything from fridges to desks to chairs to loose garden material, trees, branches, you name it, we've seen it.
Oh, my Lord.
And they showed it last night. It was spectacular television. It was Australia's funniest home videos
at the end of the
night.
Well,
trucks, it flies off the
trailers.
Back because people just aren't doing it properly. Thus, I hope you don't mind, but I took the liberty of thinking we might be able to do a phone topic.
How did you lose your load?
How did you lose your load?
Marto's been let loose in the audio room again.
No. One more time.
How did you lose your load?
Got together with an advertising agency and said, what can we do here? How did you lose your load? 133353. What occurred and what was it? Have you ever seen anyone drive along with people holding the mattress on their sedan, like
Jesus,
the passenger and the driver?
Hey. Happens to the best
of
us.
Are we living in India? No.
What did you lose? How did you lose it? How did you lose your load? Give us a call, 133353. We will talk to you next on The Big Breakfast, Triple M. 133353.
Yeah, Channel 9 nailed it last night. At the end of the news, they just had people driving along and stuff flying off their cars and trucks and utes, and it's not good.
Not surprised to see so many men losing their load, Marto, this morning. Peter from New Farm has called through. Good morning, Peter.
Yeah, good morning. So you would think that twin copper cabling wrapped in plastic would hold any kind of load.
Yes.
So my roommate and I took his grandmother's antique dining room table. We'd been on the road 4 hours in the home stretch back up to university.
Yes.
When I saw in the back, surprisingly, the electrical cord we'd used to tie.
What? Hold on.
Down.
You used
copper wiring?
No, he means they used extension lead.
Oh.
They used leads to tie it down. Pete, what happened?
Well, it stretched out. It flew into the air. It was an amazing thing because I saw it start to lift. Nothing we could do. It flew into the air, and then it exploded into a million pieces upon hitting the ground at over 100 km/h.
Not so exciting, possibly, for the person behind you, Peter.
Fortunately, it was a pretty empty road.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Nobody was hurt.
Well, everyone learned something there.
I do love that there was nothing we could do, you know, except secure it properly in the first place.
What about use rope? Use a ratchet strap. Anyway, Richard, Cinnamon Park, when did you lose your load?
Mate, I lost a 10,000-litre tank and it took the trailer with it.
Water tank?
Yes, mate. Yeah, back in the drought there last year, I was desperate to get some water in for my cattle and, it was a windy day, but I was desperate, as I said, and so, yeah, just tipped the trailer, took it all with it. I could see it happening in slow motion in the mirror, threw out the anchors, but that's what happened.
Obviously, no one hurt Richard. What were the consequences of losing the load?
Surprisingly, little consequences. The tank didn't smash or anything like that. No one hurt because it was a country road.
Oh, that's good.
A local farmer and a truck driver stopped by and helped me get it back on, and off we went, yeah.
So you had it tied down properly. You were just a victim of circumstance.
I'll use an excuse like that, but it had occurred to me that it might happen, so I was a bit chilly.
Is this a first-time, last-time experience, Richard, for you? Have you lost your load before?
No, this is probably pretty much the worst one of this sort of thing, yeah.
See, there's learnings to be had, and it won't happen again. Will it, Paul? Paul from Gold Coast, when have you lost your load?
How did you lose your load?
Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, hey, guys. Look, I had a couple of beautiful custom surfboards I bought back from Cocoa Beach from Ron John. Gave one to my brother. I had one. And we're going to meet up for our very first surf together. Had it in the bag, tied it on the roof with a couple of very nice straps picked up at my local warehouse hardware store.
$2.
Got onto the M1, shooting up the right-hand lane of the M1. Only been on the M1 for a few minutes. Heard a massive bang. Looked up and said surfboard is now gone.
Ooh.
Looked in the rear vision mirror expecting to see decapitated motorbike riders or one surfboard through a truck window.
Yeah.
It had managed to fly airborne over all the traffic and make its way to the verge on the left-hand side of the road.
Unbelievable.
But then you've got to get there.
Did you turn around and go back?
Well, I just pulled over as quick as I could, as safely as I could, ran back, and the board was in perfect condition.
Oh.
I had a massive big ding in the side of the Jeep because obviously one strap gave way before the other.
Oh, okay, so it whacked the roof of the car.
The side of the car, actually. It must have swung sideways, bashed the side of it. It looked like someone had kicked it in.
Hockey straps. Hey, Paul, what a walk of shame that is, you walking back with a surfboard back to your car.
Mate, the pride of finding the board in good condition and knowing I'd chosen well, that was the best part.
Nice. Lesson learned, though, Paul?
Absolutely, most definitely. Yeah.
Moral of the story
Happy surfing.
Don't buy cheap tie-downs.
Yes, that's right. Hockey straps are illegal, I think.
Are they? Kieran from Samford, when did you...
How did you lose your load?
Did you lose your load?
Well, it wasn't myself, it was my brother.
Of course it was.
When he was moving last, strapped everything down but forgot to empty the freezer of his fridge.
Yes. Okay.
So flying down the highway at 100 and decided some frozen meat missiles had flinging out of the freezer to the cars behind.
Little nuggets of gold just flying out the back of the freezer.
Did anyone see them or you just got there and went, oh, my God.
No, my mum's partner was following him and was noticing that they were flying out behind
him. That's great. Hey, you sound like one of the Triple M Rock Patrols, just doing giveaways on the highway. Have a bit of frozen meat.
That meat was expensive during the coronavirus period.
Thanks, Kieran.
Triple M. Been so excited, boys, to do something for the very first time as I've watched the restrictions ease, you know, it was hair and nails and, you know, waxing and you can go back to your beautician and do all of those things,
so
which I did.
Tell everyone, you got your nails done.
I got
done,
my nails done. I went
what
got
do you
my
call the
toenails
things above your eyes?
Done. I got my eyebrows waxed, my hair done. I'm booked in for a facial. Like, I'm excited. Things are returning to normal. And so when I heard that restaurants were opening back up again and were allowed to take you know, tables of 10 people. I was excited, and I've been trying to organise a night out with the girls for dinner and drinks. I've been get Corey and I to align schedules through the day so we can maybe go and have lunch somewhere together. And yesterday was the day. I was at Garden City Shopping Centre at Mount Gravatt there, picking up some stuff
food
for the
court.
Kids for winter. And Corey rang me and said, hey, I've just finished training. It was 11:30. What are you doing? I'm on my way home. And I said, oh, I'm just at Garden City. Why don't you pull in and we'll sit down and have lunch together? Because we haven't, you know, really had a lot of time to be able to do that. And we haven't been allowed to do it because
we've
everything's been closed.
At home. You had enough of cooking, haven't
I thought, how nice will this be? No kids. We'll be able to sit down, have a meal prepared by somebody else, have beautiful service.
Adults. People can look and go, gee, I love your brows.
Yeah, that's but you know what happened, Marto and Nick? It took us 20 minutes to try and find somewhere to go because we went to that outdoor food court area, you know, where the movies are at Garden City there.
Yeah, it's been a while.
There used to be an Irish pub and they've done it all up. And there's a big, beautiful
Irish pub not there anymore.
Lake in the middle. No, there's like a Hog's Breath. There's grilled. There's a Chinese. There's a Thai. There's Vapiano's. There's Corbett and Claude that do pizzas. And
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
There's a lake in there.
There's like a little, like a pool area.
Is it a fountain or a lake?
Chairs.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's like...
That's pretty
rude.
I love that.
I don't know. Like a water area.
Yeah. So the kids, while the adults eat,
they've got like little bridges and they've got like chairs. Like chairs. You can sit there and like AstroTurf and all sorts of stuff.
Wow.
Nothing like a little lakeside aperitif inside of Westfields.
Yes.
You know, just a... Oh, what am I in Italy?
It's technically outside the
Westfields. How Irish is Westfields? It's such a good place to put a pub. So where did you...
Well, the thing was is because they have to take bookings only or can only have 10 people at a time, everywhere had 9 or 10 or, you know, and there was two of us, but still, if there's 9 people in there, you can't have 11, so we can't come in. So we had to sort of go from restaurant to restaurant to cafe to... You know, takeaway place.
You're like Jesus and Mary on Christmas Eve.
Couldn't get in anywhere.
All the inns were full.
There was no inn. And then when we finally got an inn, it was so disappointing. The service wasn't good. There was only one guy on and I thought, oh, well, that's okay because there's only 10 people in here. Surely, you know, you can service, you know, 5 tables of 2 if there's one of you. But then everything was sold out because they didn't have all of the food. So, oh, I went to order this and it was like, no, we don't have any of that left. I'm sorry. Okay, how about I try this?
What?
Oh, yeah, no, I think we're sold out of that one. Oh, okay, well, can I have this? And then when I finally got my meal, I was like, this is not even freshly cooked. This is like reheated.
Is it like from 3 months ago? They haven't had a customer in?
It's been on the shelf.
And I'm like, I ordered a glass of wine. I think it was still sitting there unopened, like opened from 12 weeks ago. They just had a half a bottle there and they thought, oh, we'll just give it to her. She won't know.
This is the
Shiraz meant to fizz.
Yeah.
This is the first restaurant review for 12 weeks and it's been a shocker.
Because you're not allowed to stay in there for too long. You basically
off you go.
Eat your meal and you get out. So we were there for like a whole of 30 minutes, ate bad food, got bad service and had an opened bottle of stale Chardonnay.
Oh, this isn't...
I'm disappointed, COVID. I'm disappointed. I was hoping to come out of this because I'm a foodie.
Fire up.
Fire up. Get the restaurants back. I'm hungry. Feed this woman.
Oh.
I know you're a foodie, Margot, because you've decided to have your first meal back in a food court. That sounds like foodie.
The Big Breakfast. 5 questions, and only one person will make it to the finish line and receive the ultimate bounty. It's the Big Breakfast's last person standing.
Oh, well, we had a gentleman this morning go the whole way all 5 questions answered correctly.
On his ever.
First time ever. I can't remember his name, I'm sorry. But Dan, I remember you. You're from East Brisbane, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're in the Army, Dan, is it?
Yep.
Yeah. Military, Air Force. Is Army just military or is there RAF? I don't know how it works.
Dan.
Yeah.
She doesn't remember you. It's written on a screen in front of her. It says Dan East Brisbane in the Army.
No, Dan, you've called in before, haven't you?
First time doing the quiz.
Oh, good, mate.
First time,
welcome aboard.
Welcome to the dojo, Dan. Let's get into it.
Question one.
Which band had a hit song with the Seven Nation Army?
No, that's not an option around
Sorry,
here, Dan. Cheers, mate. Todd from Morayfield, Seven Nation Army. Which band?
What happened?
It was nice talking.
Brenton from Wynnum.
How you doing?
Yep.
Good, mate. Seven Nation Army, which band?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue, sorry.
Oh, Jesus, it's got a colour in it. Michael from Daisy Hill.
Oh, I thought it was a living in.
No, no, it's not, Michael. Dora. Sorry, we're punching through them. 133353 is the number if you want to be a part of the quiz. Stuart from Camp Hill. Do you know which band had the hit song Seven Nation Army?
The White Stripes.
Yeah. Nice one.
Question two.
What popular alcoholic beverage is made from fermented rice?
Oh.
Sake.
Yes.
Very good.
Beautiful. Question three.
Who's older, Brisbane Heat coach Darren Lehman or nicotine patches?
Darren Lehman.
Well done.
Question four.
I'd say he's off the durries now.
Stewie Quagmire and Mayor Adam West are characters from which long-running animated sitcom?
Batman.
No. Stewie and Quagmire. Mayor Adam West.
Ruben. Oh,
bugger. Ruben.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, good. Do you know the animated sitcom?
I know Quagmire says giggity a lot.
Yeah. Which show?
The name of the show is... Off my tongue.
No, it's not top of your tongue.
Damien.
Morning, guys.
Yeah, what show is it?
The Family Guy.
Thank you.
Yes. Guess what? That was the last question.
Oh, what?
Wow. Surprise, Damien. You've won.
Yay!
Yes.
A $100 C&L Tools voucher. Go visit C&L Tools, their megastore in Banyo, because you want to buy tools, not talk to one. CLToolsCentre.com.au. Congrats, Damien.
Triple M.
Big Breakfast
with Marto, Margo, and Nick Cody.
We are here for Ream. It has a comprehensive selection of storage, continuous flow, and solar options.
Install a Ream.
Now,
install a Ream.
Right, you will sing anything, Margo.
I know.
I don't know all the words.
We put the
steady,
one day a week.
Hot and strong.
I remember. Do you know who Johnny Lang was, or is?
No.
All right, his son was Marty Lang, but Johnny Lang played in the first State of Origin, if I remember correctly, in 1980.
Why would I know him?
But before he went to Sydney, because he coached the Sharks for a few years and coached a couple of NRL teams.
Mm-hmm.
But before he was a star in Brisbane Rugby League in the 70s, he was a plumber, okay?
Did he sing the song?
No, they sang it around him, but he was having a shower in one of these showers so not only a rugby league player and a plumber, it all just fitted in perfectly, and that was my first exposure to Ream. I'm talking early 70s.
Wow.
What about Ream?
It's a catchy little tune, though,
Marty. They've been singing that same song since the mid to late 70s.
Install a Ream.
Ream is Australia's favourite in hot water. Ask your plumber to install a Ream, steady, hot and strong. We have an update from the leader of the free world.
When your old heater's had the gong, install a Ream.
Install a Ream.
Big Breakfast.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Clouds hanging low over the River City for your Thursday morning. It's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it's Thursday. First day of footy.
Of course, yes. Less than 12 hours to go. Big Breakfast on Triple M for Ream.
Yeah, 11 hours, 37 minutes until kickoff. But an hour before that from 7 p.m. tonight, Triple M's coverage of the first NRL game back is on. I'll tell you who we got. We got a bloke who played for the Wallabies, played for Kangaroos, played State of Origin, played the Dragons, won four premierships for the Broncos, played two on, oh, nearly two. Actually, let's just say hello. Big Dell, how are you, mate?
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Hey, I just checked Wikipedia. It says you're 100 kilograms. That's a while ago.
Yeah, probably better than that now.
Yeah. Well, what have you been doing?
It's been all right, actually. Look, I've been lucky enough in, obviously, New South Wales. We can still play golf 2-3 times a week, so I've played golf. But I've had to sort of just man up and be a bit of a dad, full-time dad. It's a pretty hard job sometimes. So, the daughter's in grade 12 at the moment. Tristan's obviously, he's had lockdown and back to training the last couple of weeks, so it's been good. But then Tara's been at work, but it's been really good, I think, for the family. I think we've all reconnected again. It's been great.
That's a common theme.
How do you go with the grade 5 maths and English with the online schooling? Because I really struggled with it.
Oh, no. Well, no, I'm lucky because I'd be terrible at that. But Tara's the brains of the family. So Tisa's in grade 12. So if I didn't know something, Tisa's smart enough just to wait for mum to come home. Simple as that.
Yeah.
That does sound like a great dad thing to say. Just wait for mum to come home.
Yeah.
Of course. They always want their mums.
Hey Dell, what preparation have you had to do for the return of footy in terms of being a commentator? They're the same players. There's not much you've had to do.
No, but I think just a little bit of research in and around that. Obviously, who's in and out. Matt Lodge obviously comes back into the squad there after it, mate. It's just, he was gone. He was gone like a couple of months ago. It was like season-ending ACL and unbelievable what he's done. But we've also called like a few retro games too. We call four retro games. So the last couple of weeks, that's led us into this. So was good to see Gerds and Maroon and stuff, and then I'll get to see Dan and that tonight. So once you get that back, so the first game was a bit, you know, you're a bit out of it, the rhythm and that, but once you know what it's like, Marto, once you get sort of back into it, you just get excited and, you know, we're all fans of footy. We just want to get back and see the boys play.
Wendell, do you think this disruptiveness to the season will affect the players?
Disruption.
Disruption. Hmm. Will it affect?
Look, you know, I think, you know, rugby league people, especially players, are a different breed. I think, you know, that break they had for a couple of months, obviously we had a few little misdemeanors and stuff, but I just think they do what they do best and get out and play football. Only rugby league could change the rules halfway through the season after the start of the season. So, yeah. You know, obviously the Warriors have to do what they do. But look, I just think in general, the boys just need to play football. And I just think we, as in sports people, when they need something on TV and on our radios and rugby league's it at the moment.
Hey, Del, you know that 58-0 loss last year in the first semi-final? Now, the boys were out. They were eating ice creams, a couple of them playing pokies. That's nothing compared to what you blokes used to do before games, is it?
Yeah, no, that's true. Like, it's,
Alfie.
I agree. But I think you know, you're right. You know, the boys would have a punt, a bit of casino. You know, some of us have a few drinks midweek and something, you know, just be out and about. That's odd, mate. That's what I said to someone. I said, I couldn't imagine lasting in ISO. Yeah, I know. But I just think the worst part about that is because the Broncos are such a proud culture, they got beaten 58-0. Mm. The Broncos, I mean, they might get beaten in finals, but they don't get beaten 58-0. They're embarrassed. So I reckon even for Seabowl, I reckon he, you know, he won't let that slide.
They'll be thinking about it, yep.
Yeah, of course they will. They'd have to, you know. And they've got some of the most talented players, you know, in the league.
Now, what do you think the no crowds will do for the atmosphere of the game, and would that affect any of the players' mentality going into it?
Oh, look, I think because I've had a taste of it, it's obviously not ideal, but I think the boys want to play, so you sort of got to adapt to those conditions. Remember when we were like younger and when the back, you know, you're in the back yard and then you want to be Wally Lewis or Gene Miles or something, and you pretend that there's crowds there? Well, this is where you get your chance, you know? I mean, oh, look, I think the players, you know, they'll be okay with it, but I just... Even tonight, just calling the game with at Suncorp Stadium with no crowd there, it's going to be surreal. I know we saw like Campbelltown and ANZ and all that sort of stuff the first. It's just going to be different, but we have to adapt. And I would rather rugby league come back. So hopefully you can tick all these boxes and then in July sometime get the crowds back. But obviously, you know, make sure that everything's safe.
Triple M's not adding any noises. I'm just wondering, if you had a bullhorn, you know, like a loudspeaker, and you're outside just at Suncorp, which is just down the road from where we are, and yelling out, I wonder if you could hear that on the field.
Oh, I'd say you could. 100% you could.
I'm just planting the seed for anyone who's got a megaphone at home. Turn up and see, and you might get on Triple M tonight.
Yeah, you never know. I reckon you could.
Fire up.
Well, Wendell, it is back. Triple M NRL coverage begins from 7 p.m. tomorrow night. But I'm going to be chatting to you
tonight.
But I'm going to be chatting to you tomorrow. I don't know if you know this, Nick and Marto, but I'm doing quarantine cocktails with Margot live on our Instagram every Friday at 4. And Wendell, you've agreed to be my first guest. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, Margo, it was only for you because usually on Fridays I play golf and I used to stay behind and have one or two Friday drinks. But things we've got to do for certain people, so I'm making that for you, Margo. Oh,
I know, and you have been the inspiration for my cocktail tomorrow. Oh, dark and strong. It's an espresso martini, like Wendell said.
Oh, beautiful. That's good. Oh, I like it, Margo. That's exactly why you should have me on, so it's great.
Del, I can't believe you're going to do it. But, hey, mate, we'll be listening tonight from 7 p.m. Triple M's NRL coverage. Thanks, mate. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, guys. Love your work, guys.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Guys, I just love this. We've all got dogs that should just eat what they're given for food, but they're dogs. They're going to have a crack at different things. This reminded me of my young dog, Yumi. When she was a pup, she ate a full rope. She ate a staffy. She ate a full toy rope.
Oh,
and then I ended up having to help her get it out, but not through the hole that she ate it.
But that's a big worm. I've pulled one of Cass old G-strings years ago, our two dogs ago. It ate a G-string and it came out. I had my claw hammer. Because I had my nail bag on at home and used the claw just to pull it through.
That does not happen.
1,100 million percent.
I've had had three and have two dogs currently, and none of them have ever eaten anything.
So you feed them
to get them out of their bottoms.
All right, I got another one.
Through poo or anything work like dog. That. Oh,
another bloke's worked when we used to be able to take dogs to work. It used to eat all the smoko, just scrunge around, you know, around all the wheelbarrows and stuff after smoko. Ate a plastic bag one day, same thing. It came out the other end about 3 hours later. Had to pull it through. And
you got to pull it out. You look like a bogan magician. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like a rabbit out of a hat. You're pulling a plastic bag out of a Rottweiler.
Cheese-steering out of Ted.
Oh, God. Well,
why are we talking about this again?
Well, there's a dog down in Sydney. This family has noticed that their two-year-old border collie, Dash, seemed a little bit upset and was refusing to eat his food after they returned from the park. They took him to the vet. They found a massive stick in him. Oh. He's just swallowed a whole stick.
What, just in his belly? Or?
In his belly.
Jesus.
So how long for everybody? Like a sword
that
swallower.
That doesn't break down. That would be painful.
Oh, that's not coming out the other end. Yeah.
No. They had to cut it out, and they're saying that you shouldn't. The vet was saying you shouldn't play with sticks. But this is a Sydney vet.
Isn't that probably what dogs also, chase? Sticks?
Yeah. Yes, oh, stuff. The dog should eat quail eggs or whatever. Shut up, Sydney vets.
Is there a price tag on that?
It cost them a few grand.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. What did your dog eat? That it wasn't meant to eat. Marta, you had G-string, plastic bag.
Plastic bags.
I had a full rope. Margo, your dogs have never eaten anything bagged.
I told you last week that Cookie used to bring bits of kangaroo, like roadkill, from the side of the road and just leave it on the carpet rug in the lounge
acting
room,
like a cat.
Paw
Clever.
Or half a tail or something. But I don't think I don't know. I don't think they've ever swallowed anything or eaten something that they weren't supposed to.
What did your dog eat that it was not meant to
eat?
It
doesn't happen, does it? Jason from Cooperoo.
Hi.
Good morning. Did your pet swallow something that it shouldn't have?
Yeah. So I took my dog for a walk, as you do on the afternoon. He's done his business and it's come out bright green.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, oh, he's eating a lot of grass. Yeah. But ends up, oh, no, my wife says, oh, he wanted a coloured pencil, so I gave him a green one and he ate it all.
I ate a green pencil or crayon?
Crayon.
And was it one of those twisty up ones?
It doesn't matter.
He's just munched it and what a great party trick that is.
Yeah.
It's super if you're a dog. Check this out.
The colour came out the other end.
Yeah.
I can see that happening to my son, Charlie, because I've seen he keeps trying to eat Play-Doh.
They put everything in their mouth.
And every time he goes, ugh. And I'm like, mate, it's different colours, all the same flavour. No good. Stop eating it.
Good doggy. Kate from Mulaney. What happened? What did your pet swallow?
My dog ate my kid's whole Easter egg hunt, and they got up in the morning, and the Easter bunny just bought him a bunch of sparkly dog shit.
Oh, no. What did they say? What's that saying about rolling it in glitter? It's still,
it still
smells.
That is sensational, Kate.
Oh, my gosh.
Karen. Karen from Richlands.
Hi.
What sort of pet did the swallowing? Was it a dog again?
It was a Staffy Cross mutt.
Yep. Is that what yours is, Nick? Geez. Nick's got
it
one of those, mutt. Karen.
Kelpie.
Yeah, no, it was actually a Staffy Cross Mastiff, we think.
That's a big dog.
It was big. And
he ate anything.
Yeah, he did. He did. He ate a used condom on one of the bins and unfortunately excreted it on a walk with my parents in front of my father.
Oh, better to be safe than sorry, Karen, did he say?
Well, no. He unfortunately, he got stuck mid-excretion.
Oh, no.
So my father had to whack. I've got vivid memories of my father whacking it with a stick trying to get it out.
What did your dad say? Were you embarrassed, Karen, or was he like, I'm glad to see you using protection, daughter?
There wasn't much words.
There wasn't much left.
Oh. No, there weren't
was that before or after the dog swallowed it?
Oh, God.
That's a true Scooby-Doo mystery that they have to solve.
Hey, we have to do this again. Oh, we haven't got much time left here, but we've got grinding dis, as in a proper.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
imagine
Jesus.
That coming out, spinning out. We've got jalapeno plants. Let's come back to this one day. Sock. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Big breakfast, Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Are you blokes? I've got the most amazing message sent to me from this guy. It starts with, g'day, mate. Long time between chats. How are you? And then it goes, not sure if you can help me, but I own factories in China. Can we take it from there? And I've gone, bloody oath, we want to talk to you on radio. Jack from Pool and Vale, meet Nick and Margo.
Hey, Jack.
G'day, mate.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Can you tell us what you're up to?
Well, for the last 3 months, we've been manufacturing PPE products for governments and hospitals and health workers all around the world. With the lockdowns and restrictions starting to ease, it was... what's the next move moving forward? With the world having to reconstruct a new normal, why not build a thermal imager machine that can be at the entrance of every pub, club and establishment in Queensland?
Wow. Everyone see where Jack's going? Because he owns 16 factories in China. He makes these things, but he wants not ones where they come up to you like at the footy or the race, racing. Yeah,
thermometer.
Not handheld ones. You just put your thing and you can come into the pub. This will get the pubs open easier, quicker is what he's saying.
This is just a thermal imager machine that enables the operator to safely monitor numerous situations in the workplace, public gatherings, schools, public transportation, and it can actually be hooked up to a big screen so you can see when people are walking in, their temperatures.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you selling it or are you trying to give them away? What are you doing with them?
We are selling them.
So if every pub and club and everything else looking to open just and they're only allowed 5 inside, only allowed 10 inside, if every one of them got one of these, that should be okay because then you won't have anyone who's ill. Is that the theory?
That's the theory. We can enable it to configure temperature alarms. So if everyone's walking in to any of our awesome pubs that I frequent often, it sets off an alarm, it's visual, and so everyone can walk in, and then the people that are, over the temperature limit can be stopped, and as per their policies and procedures, they act accordingly. This would be awesome in Australia.
Brilliant.
Jack, Marto mentioned before that you have 16 factories in China. There's been a lot of push for manufacturing to be kept on Australian shores. Why do you manufacture in China as opposed to here?
Cost. When I wanted to set up here, I went to the government's, Margo, and it was just the costs were too high to compete for tenders and so on. Hmm. It was just, it was far too high. So going over there.
Jack, let's touch on that. Yeah. Now, if the government is bringing businesses together with the unions, and obviously that's to limit the cost, will we ever be able to compete and make things here again?
I think so. I'm a big believer. I love my country. I don't understand when this virus hit why we didn't take a wartime approach to it and open up, the old Holden factory and so on and just give everyone jobs in the manufacturing plants. We all understand the 1.5 metre social distancing. All my factories wear protective suits, masks, face shields, goggles. We could have done that here and built manufacturing to give people jobs and get it working. I don't understand why it never happened.
You're smart enough to maybe offer a way of getting our pubs open quickly, and for that we thank you, Jack. We'll keep talking.
Done. Thank you, Marto.
Hey, and the other thing is, if any listeners want to buy the thermal imager, Jack wants to offer a $100 discount off the purchase price with the code MMM. Go to TERSC.net.
That's another big breakfast done and dusted.
God, you do so much for this town.
Ask your plumber to install a ream. Steady, hot and strong. MMM.